Art from the Ground Up is our monthly feature looking at different aspects of the Pittsburgh region's arts community. The focus usually is on things that fall outside of the mainstream, and today's feature highlights an element of the changing business model for working artists.
3 years ago, I began painting full-time. I sold my first painting online 2 months later, and I love my job.
Kim Makinich began her professional life designing fabric and wallpaper, and then worked for a while as an interior designer for an architectural firm before discovering her true calling as a painter. She recently moved here from suburban Cleveland and lives and works downtown, which she feels is stimulating and inspiring. That's where we met.
It certainly, if you look at the view, makes me feel that I'm part of something. When I was at home in Cleveland, I was working in my basement, so I was alone all of the time.
You do have a seriously incredible view right here. We're looking straight down Grant Street, and we see the USX Tower and the old post office. It's an impressive little snapshot of Pittsburgh right here.
This is a constant, the light changes constantly, the people change. I really feel invigorated when I walk into my studio in the morning. I have several series going on right now. I have my figure paintings, my Dune series, some landscapes, and all of the venues at which I sell have their own niche.
Those venues she references are online galleries. She feels they give her more flexibility than traditional brick and mortar galleries, which can be a bit restrictive.
They take your work, they'll keep it for months. You can't sell it anywhere else. You don't know if they're promoting you or it's sitting in the back room.
So selling online is where she's most comfortable.
So the boats and the dunes are sold on YouGallery, and Van Gogh, I can pretty much put anything.
That's a method for buying and selling art that makes sense to Marie Silver, who spoke to me from her home in California.
I found Kim through an app that's called Van Gogh Art, designed for people like me who are relatively young and who are looking to have pieces but don't necessarily have the biggest budget.
I asked Marie what it was that drew her to Kim's art.
What I like about her art specifically is her use of color, and that's something I really enjoy. And probably the second would be that she uses a lot of paint in her work, and it has a kind of a deep texture.
From her perspective, buying and selling art on the internet works.
I follow her on social media, and I support everything that she's doing.
Kim Makinich explains a little bit how it works to sell on YouGallery, Van Gogh, and through her own website.
When you put your work up, they have to approve it, and not everything that you give them will be taken. Then when you want to take it down, you have to give them 2 weeks' notice, and that can sometimes be a hindrance in how I do my business. Van Gogh, I can put it up, I can take it down the same day, I can sell it somewhere else. I have a lot more freedom with Van Gogh. So those two venues, I kind of play against each other. Certain things go to Van Gogh. I know they'll be there longer. I have the time, and I can also sell on my website and hope that they sell that way first.
Kim Makinich does exhibit a small amount of her work at a gallery in Charleston, South Carolina, but primarily sells on YouGallery, Van Gogh, and through her own website. She thoroughly embraces a business model that wouldn't have been an option for her not too many years ago. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.